Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on the Haftoros of the 3 weeks. This is our last installment for this specific Haftorah, so I just want to focus today on two psukim near the end of the Haftorah, verses 26 and 27 in the second chapter of Yirmiyah. Kivoshes ganav ki imotze, like the shame of the thief when he's found, kein hovishu beis Israel, so too Klal Yisrael have been ashamed. That's the beginning of the pasuk. The Radak, based on Targum Yonasan, says such an interesting thing. It's not just the shame of the thief at the moment that he's found. The point is, this person was always viewed as a trustworthy individual, and then all of a sudden he's caught in the act of theft, and it becomes obvious that the assessment of him up until this point was incorrect. Think of the shame of that moment. Kivoshes ganav keini motze, that's the shame of Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael, here we are, we're God's chosen people, we're supposed to be a light unto the nations, we're supposed to be a model for how to relate to God, and we're wandering around with idol worship and faulty leadership. And then just another wrinkle on the pasuk, this is really sad. The Radak says, we're not saying that Klal Yisrael is ashamed in that way. If we were saying that Klal Yisrael is ashamed in that way, wow, this could be the beginning of the turnaround. We're saying Klal Yisrael should be ashamed in that way. And unfortunately, though, Klal Yisrael is not ashamed in that manner. An interesting thing to think about, this aspect, do we have it within ourselves when we've done something wrong, to recognize that we've done something wrong and to realize that we need to improve ourselves? Or are we always in the mode of self-justifying, which is a very common problem? Another interesting thing to think about over these days. Go ahead to Pasuk Chav Zayin 27. Omrim lo eitz aviata. Very powerful Pasuk. Klal Yisrael turns to wood or tree, or let's say wood, and they say, you are our father. Filo even at yilidatanu. And they turn to the stone and they say, you bore us. Ki fanu elai oref lo fanim. And to me, to God, the one who is their God, the one who did create them, they give me the back of their neck. They don't turn their face towards me. Uva esra sam yomru. And at the time of their despair, when things aren't going well for them, they say, kum avoshienu. God, rise up and save us. And the Radak explains that the point of this pasuk is they totally turn away from me. And then when there are travails that hit the Jewish people and they realize there's nowhere else to turn, then all of a sudden they pop up and they say, God, we love you, please help us. How guilty are we of that? I mean, thank God, we're not guilty in the Avodah Zarah regard. But, you know, if we were to take a little bit of a sampling of our 10 most passionate prayers over the last year, it would be scary to think of how many times those prayers were responses to travails in our lives. Having said that, it's an extremely important thing to reach out to God with meaning. And if the travail, heaven forbid, is what helps us reach out to God in a meaningful way, great. We shouldn't have any reluctance in doing so. It's just a powerful thing to think about, that when we see when things are difficult for us, we do have that muscle to reach out to God in a meaningful manner. So it's just interesting to think about, where are we the rest of the time? And again, these days, besides being days where we mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, part of the mourning is supposed to be trying to think about how we can be better as Jews in Avdei Hashem. You should have a wonderful Shabbos. Next week we'll discuss the Haftorah, the famous Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos immediately before Tisha B'Av. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.